Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. Today we are talking about buying a home, and then I'll coach you up. Let's go. So this episode, I really wanted to talk about buying a home. You know, right now interest rates have been crazy, but they're starting to decrease a little bit. And I have been doing I've been spending a lot of my time looking at the real estate market because Kendall and I are in the process of buying our home. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is buying a home without a credit score. And it's one of the things that people always come at me for when I say, hey, you don't need a credit card, you don't need a credit score to buy a home. And people look at me like I'm crazy. And so I wanted to break down again, hey, what is a credit score? What does it look like? And do you need a credit score in order to buy a home? So a credit score is this magical three-digit number that measures how well you manage debt. So I love, Dave Ramsey always says, a credit score is an I love debt score. And that's true because when you look at, hey, what is a credit score? A credit score is 35% of your credit score is your debt history, 30% is your debt amount, 15% is the time you've been in debt, 10% is new debt, and 10% is your type of debt, like how many different credit cards or loans, like what's your mix up of debt. And that is what your FICO score is. So when you think about when you're thinking about your FICO score, you know, you never see an actual number of how well you manage your money. All you see is how much debt you have, how well you manage your debt, what type of debt you have. That is what makes up your FICO score. So if I gave you $10 million today, your FICO score would not change because it doesn't actually show how financially well off you are. All it shows is how well you manage your debt. And when it comes to buying a home, if you're going by the baby steps, you know, you want to pay off all of your debt, you want to save up a fully funded emergency fund, and then you can start saving for that down payment. And so that's where Kendall and I have been. We finally got our down payment, got our closing costs, money set aside. We have all this money set aside, and we're finally at the point where we can start looking, and we just got approved for a loan. But yet neither one of us have a credit score. We don't have this magical number that shows how well we manage debt because we do not have debt. And so I want this to be a wake-up call for you that, hey, don't keep going into debt. Don't sit here and tell me that you have to have your credit card to build your credit score in order to buy a home. Because in this episode, I'm going to prove you wrong. I want to break down an email that I got from our lender at Churchill Mortgage. And it's talking about everything we needed in order to be approved for mortgage without a credit score. So one thing we had to do, obviously, we had to send in our driver's license. We had to send in our pay stubs. I get paid monthly, so I send in one pay stub. Kendall gets paid bi-weekly, so we had to send in three of her pay stubs. I had to send in my 2022, my 2023 W-2s. I had to send in 60 days of bank statements, basically showing, hey, where are you going to get this money? And then part of the email at the bottom, it says, no score trade lines. Please upload a canceled check or receipt of payment for the last month showing rental housing payment plus last month's account statements from two of the trade lines listed below. Most people use telephone and utilities, but anything from the list will suffice. will suffice. So here's some of those options that we had to send in on top of us paying rent. Gas, our gas bill, electricity, water, cable, internet service, medical insurance premiums if it's not deducted from payroll, life insurance premiums if it's not deducted from payroll, your car insurance, and it must be paid monthly or quarterly. And then if we have renter's insurance, we can show that as well. These are all the things that you can do in order to be approved if you do not have a credit score. And what everyone says is like, oh, you have to have a credit score in order to buy a house, but that is not true. You do not have to have a credit score to buy a house. And let me tell you what this process is called that Kendall and I went through. It is called manual underwriting. What that looks like, it means, hey, you decided to follow the baby steps. You decided to follow, hey, what we're teaching on this show. You got out of debt. You built an emergency fund. So you no longer have a credit score. What manual underwriting does in the house buying process is instead of them pulling your credit, they actually look to see, hey, is this person worthy enough to pay back this loan? So instead of this magical three-digit number, you actually have somebody doing the underwriting, looking at your situation. That's why you have to submit these bank statements to say, hey, here's the money I have for the down payment, all this stuff. You have to submit all this stuff. And here's one thing. This is a side note that I want you to know as well. Most of these documents that we had to submit are the same documents that normal people have to submit as well with a credit score. So it's not a whole lot different, but what it is you have someone actually, an actual person doing the underwriting for you and determining whether or not they are going to give you this loan. And so this is, I wanted to make sure that I broke this down for you to show you and to tell you that you do not have to have a credit score in order to buy a house. That is a myth. That's one of the biggest myths. It's one of the biggest lies that you have been sold when it comes to about credit, buying a home, is that you have to build your credit in order to buy a house. And again, I'm here to tell you that that is not the case. Because Kendall and I, we got approved for a loan. We're looking at the different price ranges. We got approved for the amount we wanted, and we are getting the same rate, if not better, than someone with a high credit score. That's another thing to make note of. We're not having a higher interest rate than anyone else. It is the exact same thing as someone with a good credit score. We're getting the same benefits. There's nothing different, even though people will try and tell you that it's not the same. It is. Because I'm sitting here looking at what we've been approved. It's the exact same. We had the numbers ran on what our interest rate would be if someone had good credit and what we are getting. It is the exact same. So don't believe the lie that you have to build your credit or you have to have a credit score in order to buy a house. Now, some of you like, Well, how do I know when the right time to buy a house is? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's break that down. So like I said, in the baby steps, baby step one is saving $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. Baby step two is using the debt snowball to pay off all of your debts. You're listing them out from smallest to largest, debt snowball. And from there, once you pay off your debt, you then bump that $1,000 up to a fully funded emergency fund. And then from there, a baby step that we don't talk about a whole lot, but it is there, baby step 3B. What that means is you then start saving a down payment. And so now the question is, okay, well, do I do baby step 3B and baby step 4, 5, and 6? Well, that depends on how fast you want to get into a house. I'll tell you what me and Kendall did. What we did is we took her match from her job at the hospital. So we do her 5% match into her Roth 403B, and then all other money we were saving towards the down payment. If you want to do that, you can do that. If you don't want to take the match, that's fine. And you just want to go gazelle intense on saving for a down payment, you can do that. If you want to save 15% of your income and be saving for a down payment, you can do that as well. It all depends on how fast you want to get into a house. And I'm good with whatever you want to do. But for me, I couldn't stomach giving up the match any longer than I had to while I was paying off debt. So we decided to, hey, we're going to do the match, and then we're just going to go gazelle intense of saving for a down payment. And then from there, you have to look for, when it comes to your mortgage and running those numbers, you want to make sure that your mortgage is no more than 25 to 30% of your income, of your take-home income, that is. So whatever you're bringing in every month, you times that by 0.25 up to 0.3, and that is how much you can spend on your mortgage. That is the biggest factor when it comes to buying a home that you can afford, is that it's no more than 25 to 30% of your take-home pay. Because, hey, what happens if you buy a home and it's 40% or 45% of your take-home pay? You will be doing nothing else except for living in your home. Kiss vacations goodbye, kiss going out to dinner goodbye. All of that is gone if you decide to take out a mortgage that's 40 to 45% or that's even above 30% of your take-home pay. You will be house poor. You won't be able to do anything else. Because then on top of that, 40%, well, now you have 15% going to retirement, and then you have taxes in there. All of this stuff adds up and you will be house poor. That is the only way that I would recommend buying a home. It's following the baby steps, 1, 2, and 3, saving a big down payment. Ideally, 20% is the best because you miss out on PMI. But the biggest thing when it comes to having a down payment and saving for a home is that it's no more than 25 to 30% of your take-home pay. You're listening to The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We have been talking about how Kendall and I are buying a house without a credit score. There's a huge myth and a huge lie that you have been sold of, hey, you have to build your credit in order to buy a house. And that is not true. Kendall and I, we paid off all of our debt. We saved up a down payment. We saved our emergency fund. And we got approved for a mortgage without having a credit score. We didn't have a zero credit score. We had an undeterminable credit score. So it's not bad credit. We just don't have any. So that's a big difference between having no credit and bad credit. Bad credit means you've really messed something up. Maybe you filed bankruptcy, you defaulted on some loans. That's bad credit. Kendall and I just don't have any. It's undeterminable because we paid off all of our debt. We've closed all of our accounts. So that is what an undeterminable score is when it comes to not having a credit score. And we've been breaking that down today. And so I hope that this episode has been very helpful for you. And if it has, hey, do me a favor. Would you like this show, subscribe to this show, follow the show, whatever it prompts you to do? And then always, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. I love to read those. I love to share with others, hey, what people are saying about this show. But also, it does help me out. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It does boost this show, helps more people hear about the show. So it does help me. And so if you can do that, subscribe to the show and leave a 5-star review, that would be amazing. And one of the things on the show, if you're new, is I always coach you up at the end. So one of my favorite things to do is to take your questions and answer them. And so I got a question emailed in, and they say, love the show and look forward to it every week. My wife and I just recently started the baby steps. We were living paycheck to paycheck. We both knew we were spending more than we should. We both have car notes, and I hate to say it, we have a boat note as well. But we are committed to our budget, and we are committed to getting everything paid off, including our house. We are so committed that we started off 2024 with a goal of getting one of our vehicles paid off in 2024. But then after the first month, I was stunned at how much money we ended up with by not spending on things we want, or by spending on things we need, not want. I feel like I'm taking the gazelle intensity to a whole new level for us. My question is, would you put more money in your budget to take my wife out more than once a month, or would you recommend setting a higher goal and maybe getting both our vehicles paid off this year? It's a great question, because you've decided like, hey, I'm done with borrowing money. I don't want any more debt. I want debt out of my life. You're getting on a budget. This is great. I love this question. And I don't know if your wife will love me for what I'm about to say. And that is that, hey, you are on this plan together. Keep going. Yes, you want to enjoy life together, but at the same time, this is for such a small season. I would go gazelle intense to the max. I would do everything I can to pay off both of the cars this year and start working on the boat and then start working on the house, because if you can do that, the peace that I talk about of not owing anybody anything, to me, is greater, it's bigger than going out to eat. And I say that as nice as I can, because I understand, I know what it feels like to go through this. And one of the things I want you to do for you and your wife, I want you to sit down, have a dream meeting. A couple weeks ago, Kendall and I went to a very nice dinner, and we had our dream meeting of, we started to talk about, hey, what do we want to do in 2024? What kind of goals do we have? How do we want to give this year? How do we want to spend our money? How do we want to save? What do we want to do for 2024? And a lot of it went back to, hey, why are we doing what we're doing? You got to understand your why. And I think when it comes to being gazelle intense to the max, you're doing everything you can to pay off both of the cars, and you're going to start working on the boat, and then you're going to eventually pay off your house. When it comes to that, and especially the intensity of paying off the cars and the boat, it all goes back to your why. Why are you doing this? Why have you decided to get on this plan, to get on a budget, to get out of debt? Why have you decided to change your family tree? And I believe that when you answer that question, you will have the same answer to this question as me, is that you will do whatever it takes to go gazelle intense to pay off both of these vehicles. As always, it's a huge thanks to Ben for making the show run. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.